Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode. Took a week hiatus while I was in Cuba, but I'm back. And for this week, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. So if you're interested, have a listen and maybe follow along. So hot yoga is something that I've been doing a lot of recently, probably 4 days a week. So I thought I'd bring you a little snippet of what I've been doing in terms of the yoga practice. So what I did is I mic'd up one of the yoga instructors while they were giving a session. And what I'm going to do is cut it down to, say, 10 or 15 minutes. By doing it, so it's my intention that you're able to maybe follow along at home. You may not be familiar with all of the poses, or you might not have done yoga in the past, but what I want you to do is really focus on the cues that are given. For example, if they say right leg back, left arm down, twist from your torso, just kind of follow along, and you'd be really surprised at how much you can actually follow along with just with the audio. And if yoga is something that you're interested in, I'd really suggest maybe trying it out even once a week. When I first started yoga, I was doing one day a week, a 90-minute session. After roughly 2 or 3 months, I found that my flexibility went through the roof. My performance on all levels was a whole lot better. I was able to get a better range of motion in each of my lifting exercises once I went back to the gym. I find it a really good balance with weight training. It's almost like the counterbalance. Weight training, you're smashing your body, you're beating up on your body, and yoga is almost like a time where you can chill out, relax, feel your muscles, really articulate each and every joint of your body. And by the end of it, you're going to notice benefits that far surpass just the physical aspects of yoga. So I hope you're going to enjoy this episode. Like I said, maybe follow along, even if you're not familiar with all of the stuff that's going on in there. Make sure you listen right to the end. Follow along if you can. And enjoy.
I didn't realize until like 5 minutes ago that you're actually recording this.
Well, that's what I wanted to do because I wanted to make it conversational.
Then it made me feel good.
Welcome to Biceps and Banter. I'm sitting here with Heather, and we just finished up a Moksha Yoga session. And Heather's been a Moksha Yoga instructor for about 5 years.
Yeah. 2013, yeah.
And we just had an amazing session. I wanted to provide you with something that I'm doing and my yoga practice. So if you are listening, kind of listen with an open mind. You might not be experienced with yoga. You might not know all the poses, but what I want you to do is maybe just close your eyes, think about what you're doing, and listen to her instructions, and try to get through it and see if you enjoy it.
Is it your podcast?
Yeah, I just started a podcast a couple of weeks called Biceps and Banter. Yeah.
How's it going so far?
So far, so good. So my first podcast, I interviewed a professional bodybuilder, an ex-professional bodybuilder, Ben Pakulski.
Yeah.
Then the next podcast, I had interviewed Marnie and Rena from Vibe Dance and Fitness Studios.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then this week I interviewed Nicholas Keegan. He's an ex-professional figure skater.
Neat.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that yours will go up the following week, or at least the week after. I'm going away to Cuba.
Cool.
Yeah, so we'll be up there. Yeah, check it out.
I'll just add you then, because I can just...
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been an instructor at yoga, yoga instructor?
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I did my training about 5 years ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was that like?
During the training? Mm-hmm. It was intense. Yeah. It was, so for Moksha you have to do a month long intensive, and you're like practicing a 90-minute practice in the morning, you do a 60-minute in the afternoon, and typically there's like a couple hours of practice teaching during the day, so it's very full on. And then there's like lectures, of course, and on like philosophy and, well, any number of things that you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What made you interested in getting into yoga in the first place?
Oh, gosh. I think it just sort of, like, came to me at a time where I needed something to, like, ground me. You know what I mean? Like, where I needed something to... I was going through, like, a bit of a transient time. I was traveling a lot, and I was really sort of uprooted, and it was just, like, something that I could always come back to. And then I kind of lucked out, like, after one trip I came back, and I had already been practicing yoga for a little while at that point, but a good friend of mine was working here as a manager, and I didn't even realize I came in and took a class here, and she, like, called me up later and was like, oh, I saw your name in the pile of waivers. So it was just sort of, like, serendipitous that she worked here, and she got me on as an energy exchange pretty soon after. So I was working at the studio for a few hours a week and got to do yoga for free, and I had no money at the time, so that was perfect. And that really shifted, like, that really changed my practice. So I think I was doing that for a year, maybe 2 years before I decided to make the leap and become a teacher.
I hear that story so often from yoga instructors. They almost exact same story.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like traveling the world, yeah. come to class, yeah. Start as an energy exchange, yeah. And then get into yoga instructing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's, we're gypsies, a lot of us.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. What's your favorite part about instructing yoga?
Man, that's a tough question. I don't know. I just find it really grounding. Like, I sometimes think, like, the reason why I love teaching is can be, like, selfish a little bit, because it's, like, it's really, like, if I'm having a rough day and if I'm going through stuff, and, like, a lot of sort of what I'm saying in class actually really helps to ground me as well. So it's like, if I'm having a day, if I've had a fight with a loved one and I'm spinning out about that, and I step in and I have to hold space for 50 people for an hour, that, like, I'm holding space for myself in that hour too. And it allows me to completely shift gears, and it just feels, it feels really great to be able to have something that, like, holds your attention so adamantly for that short amount of time that it just really shifts your kind of flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Often when I come to practice, I notice whatever I need for that day,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, the session gives me that.
Shows up in class.
So
yeah.
Whether I need to chill out a bit,
yeah.
It brings me that. Or if I need to, like, clear my head, it brings me that. Or if I have to stretch out certain parts of my body, my hips, knees, ankles, like, it just does that. It does exactly what it needs
to
do every day. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. How long have you been at Moksha Yoga in North York?
So I actually just got, Moksha sends out, we send out, like, an anniversary email when it's, like, your birthday of when you first came to the studio. And I looked it up, and my first ever class here was 9 years ago.
9 years.
But I didn't actually really sort of get into the community here. It's been about 6 years since I started energy exchanging. Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
And then I think it was a year after that I did my teacher training. I think I was actually just putting that all kind of together the other day because I was curious.
Yeah. Wow, good for you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to practice. If you're not already on your back, just make your way down. And take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just releasing any tension or stress in your body or in your mind. So with each subsequent breath, working to get a little bit deeper into the lungs, into the chest, into the ribs. And clearing out. I hate if I didn't catch you on the way in. My name's Heather. This is a 75-minute Moksha flow practice. And I'll get a little music started for you. So just start to invite a little bit of gentle movement into your toes and your fingers. You can roll out your hands and feet a couple times, get some movement in the joints, wrists, ankles, knuckles, the toe joints, the webbing of the fingers and toes. And then let's take a big Monday morning stretch. So reach your arms back behind you, slide the legs together, reach your fingertips away from the tips of your toes and lift your ribs. And then open your mouth, breathe out. Ha. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, reach back. Feel your whole body get long. And then let it go. And bring your knees into your chest. Excuse me. Reach around your shin bones. Give yourself a little squeeze. You're pulling your thighs into your belly. Massaging your digestive organs and massaging your back at the same time across the shoulders and the hips. And then with your right arm lifted, roll over onto your right side body and make your way into tabletop position, facing towards the mirror. So coming onto all fours, shoulders over wrist creases, hips over knees. We'll just start by warming the spine with a few cat-cows. So let the belly and ribs come down towards the earth on the inhale. Look up towards the ceiling. Bring your tailbone up. And then as you exhale, pull your belly in and round your spine towards the sky. Good. So it's an inhale on the way down. Shoulder blades hug back. The tailbone comes up. And then exhale, belly to spine. Push up between the shoulder blades. Good. Do that two more times. So inhale, come down. Feeling the whole spine arch, tailbone to crown, exhale, round. Good, one more time. Good, come back to tabletop position. Neutral spine, tuck your toes and lift your hips to downward facing dog. And take a couple of breaths here, bring some movement into your downward dog, pedaling the heels. Bending the knees and the hips, you can take a couple of breaths to lengthen out through your back body. Pressing down through the palms. Good. Lift up your heels over your toes and tiptoe towards the upper edge of your mat. Right, hands slide up to the shins. Take an inhale, halfway lift or Ardha Uttanasana. Exhale, Uttanasana round. Soften the knees, let your head go. Good, two more times. Inhale, halfway lift. Heart forward, shoulders back. Exhale, round. Good, one more time. Breathe in, lengthen your heart forward. Take your shoulders away from your ears. Exhale, fold. And this time we're gonna rise up to standing with a flat back. So tone your belly, reach both arms up towards the ceiling. Yeah, palms touch overhead. And as you exhale, slide your palms to heart center. And then relax your hands by your side. And we'll start with a series of Surya Namaskar A. So inhale, reach the arms towards the ceiling. Big breath in. As you exhale, lead with your heart. Fold forward and down towards the floor. It halfway lift from there. Ardha Uttanasana, hands to shins or the floor. Exhale, plant your palms, step back to high plank pose. So shoulders over wrists, again, heels over toes, belly to spine, and we'll hold this one for a few extra breaths. So feel your navel hug in towards your spine. Feel your obliques hug into the sides of your waist here. Right, fingers are spread out wide, and you're turning your palms away from each other. So there's a little bend in the elbows here. Elbows drawing back towards your hips. We'll take our knees to the floor for this first one and then lower all the way down onto your chest, really, really slow. Good, flip the tops of your feet down, lift your chest, baby cobra. So without pushing into the palms just yet. Good, exhale, come back down. Two more times, press down through the feet. Float your heart away from the floor. Exhale, come down, root through the tops of your feet again, float the heads of your shoulders up off the mat. Exhale, back down. This time you're gonna push up through tabletop. Use your core strength to lift you. Good, downward facing dog. Take three full breaths in your downward dog. And on the third breath, we'll start to set up the way forward. So the heels lift up high over the toes. You look forward towards the upper edge of your mat and then breathe out completely and walk, step, float forward to the top edge of your mat. Good, halfway lift from there, inhale. Exhale, fold forward and down.
Again, soften the knees, root to rise up. Sweep your arms towards the ceiling, palms touch. Good, exhale, take your palms to your heart center. Right, Tadasana, take your hands by your side. Good, two more times, inhale, sweep both arms up. Exhale, fold. Now that's right, come all the way down. Inhale, take your heart forward. Exhale, plant your hands, step back, high plank pose. Right, this time from your knees or from your toes, lower all the way, lower halfway to chaturanga so the elbows come into the ribs as you come down. From there, baby cobra or maybe upward facing dog this time, if the spine feels ready. Exhale, use your core strength to lift you back up over your toes, downward facing dog. Three breaths. And lift your heels up high, look forward. Breathe out until you feel that squeeze at the bottom of the belly. Walk, step, or hop forward. Halfway lift from there. Exhale, fold towards the floor. Rise up on the inhale. Both arms come overhead, palms touch. Exhale, palms to heart center. Arms by your side. Okay, one more time. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, fold to the ground. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, plant your hands, step or maybe hop back if that's in your practice to chaturanga if you're opting back. So the elbows are bent already, good. Come back over the toes, keep the thighs and knees lifted in upward dog. Exhale, push back over your toes, downward facing dog. We're gonna start to make our way towards final shavasana. So as soon as you're ready, I'm just carefully starting to extend out the legs one at a time. If there's any minor adjustments or any little fidgets that you need to get out of your system, get them out now. Adjust your body for length, for openness, for calm. And once you find that sweet spot, commit to being still. Letting go of control on your body, letting go of control over your breath. Decision here that no matter what thought or feeling comes up, rises up, that you stay still. You do nothing. May all beings everywhere be happy and healthy and free. And may our thoughts, our words, and our actions in some way contribute to that. Namaste.
There you have it. I hope you followed along. If not, no big deal, but that's just something that I've been doing a whole lot of recently is hot yoga and really enjoying the benefits, like I said before, physical benefits, but also mental benefits. I found that my mindfulness has improved. My ability to slow down my mind and slow down internal chatter has really benefited the rest of my life. So there you have it. I'll come back at you next week. I'm hoping to line up some different guests, such as nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, former WWE/WWF wrestlers. I won't mention any names, but fingers crossed I can get that in the works. So I hope you're really going to enjoy the upcoming episodes. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss an episode. And enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge. Subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.